Not at the bridge. It's on this side of the border.
Give me some of that.
Won't y'all come on over here with us? You wanna walk the water? And if you ever should see a skunk shake his rump, tell him to come on over here for some,
make funk in the dump, baby.
Now we got this dish that will set you free. All you got to do is, take a closer walk with me. And we got this bang that's full of magic tricks. So come feel if you will the magic of the Dookie Stick.
Hey, what's the play for you?
Play, Baba.
Feel a thrill.
Funky in the dark.
I got this magic wand that's guaranteed to make you come to me, baby. Set yourself free.
It's a joke,
my magic wand can do almost anything. Spit and fire, make it rain. But most of all, it can make you spread your wings and fly away.
Talk to me quick.
Let me know, baby.
We'll be right back.
that this magic wand possesses. Let us all confess that we have seen what we do not believe in.
What you gonna do now, Ndugu?
Oh, but tell me about Eve. Eve, who Eve? Sheila.
She got dropped off.
Y'all pray with me. Bow your heads, please. Heavenly Father, we ask that you give us the strength to get through whatever comes our way. It's by your will that we live, and we know it is also by your will that we will always persevere. Thank you for your everlasting presence, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
I'm so thankful. I'm singing with me now.
Yeah, yeah, we are thankful. Welcome, everyone, to another episode of the G. Lou Show, OG Sundays, fabulous, the most fabulous lowrider oldies. I am G. Lou. I got Queen G with me, Cousin Marcy, and the birthday boy, DJ Maniac. Before we get started, I want to give us first a shout-out to all of you all who are tuning in. If you can hear my voice right now, you made it as well as we did, and we want to thank you for the love and continued support right here on the G. Lou Show, OG Sundays. And I want to give a special shout-out to our sponsors, BTP Media Group, 93.3 Tweed FM Ism, D.D. Harrison, One World Magazine, Street Level Clothing, and the G. Lou Show YouTube channel, After Hours Live. With that being said, again, welcome to the G. Lou Show. I am G. Lou. That is OG Queen Jean. Also, Cousin Marcy is with me. DJ Maniac is in the back. What up, ladies and gentlemen?
What's happening?
Mike,
check 1, 2, 1, 2. Hey, everyone. Hey,
G-Lou,
Queen Cousin, DJ Maniac.
What's
happening?
Thank you.
It's a birthday.
Mike, check 3, 4.
Yes,
I'm ready to open the show.
Hey,
hey, hey.
That's right.
Praise God. We are here once again above the soil to enjoy each other for 2 hours and our callers. So praise God. Hey, DJ Maniac, what an amazing day to have your birthday, a day before Martin Luther King's birthday. You know, that's amazing. So happy birthday to you with your amazing self.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
He got just what he wanted for his birthday. He got the Cowboys lock. Check him out. Happy birthday.
Oh, wow.
Shout out to the Cowboys, man.
That's why I'm seeing cowgirls everywhere on social media, Facebook especially. Okay. I've been out the loop today, so wow.
Okay.
Yeah, Cowboys got sent home.
They got spanked, huh?
Yeah, yeah, pretty bad.
Well, they wore stilettos or that they were 2-inch walking away.
They had their mini skirts on.
With
their
little
kitten. They had their kitten heels. No, because they go
the
so scene. Hard
with
on
the
everybody
with the
else's
feet.
Right.
Hello, Cousin Marcy. So DJ Maniac, how have you been enjoying your birthday so far?
Oh man, well, I wasn't able to stay in, but I did see my voodoo family. I had to see them, and then I went back home. It's cold outside.
He said it's too cold, ain't no beret, ain't no long leather coat, ain't no thermals, ain't nothing. It's too cold outside. He said that shit with respect, like, yeah, I ain't out there, man, it's cold out there, man.
For real.
He respects that hawk.
Right. Well, that's smart. So, what do the Voodoo Club or the Voodoo Squad and DJ Maniac do that brings a good vibe? What did you guys do today for your birthday that just gave you a vibe?
Oh, man, that's a good question. Besides making music, what they bring that get bring, I mean, what they do that brings me a good vibe is celebrating the Voodoo Priestess Anicia that passed away not too long ago. Like rituals, having ceremonies, and they gave me gifts and stuff. It was nice.
So you guys created some wonderful memories. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's a beautiful
thing. So I
got a
dedication for you tonight, DJ Maniac. I'm dedicating a song to you tonight. Yeah. Whenever G. Lou wants to bring it up, it don't have to be at the beginning of the show, but when he's ready to bring it up, he'll let me know. But yeah, happy birthday. All right. See, that's a DJ.
Oh,
pretty. You see that? You see that?
All right.
Right, DJ Maniac. Have you ever? Have you?
Yeah,
you can tell us after the song go off.
Happy birthday, Maniac.
Thank you.
You keep running. You think you're heading for a heartbreak again, just as you did before. I can teach you how to love again. If you just trust in me, I can show you things. Around yourself, your emotions they hide within.
Thank you. Hey, G-Lou. Hey, man, shout out to you, man. Shout out to your pop. You understand me? Giving you the game, lacing you the game up. He resting in heaven, man. He down there looking down at you, man. He's proud of you, bro. I promise you that.
Oh, he tuning in. He tuning in tonight. Yeah, he tuning in tonight.
Yeah, he proud of you, man. Hey, man, shout out to all the G-Lou listeners, man, that's listening from the land of Japan, from Long Beach to England, man. We back here again Sunday night, man. Shout out to G-Lou. Nigga, give us niggas like us a platform where we can get down there. Shout out to my co-host, man, my nigga, my little bro, man. Close to me, man. Y'all be here,
yes,
man. Welcome on me, man. Hanks to the gangster, man. AKA the Crippling, and I've been banging on these niggas ever since these niggas seen me.
Get close to me.
Special shout out to the homie, my brother DJ Maniac, on his solo return. Happy birthday, brother. Much love and all respect to you. Make sure you go stream, download, support his projects that he has on Bandcamp. And this is one of them here.
This is DJ. Sunday OG Fabulous Lowrider OD Show. Take that ride with the Dopey Squad, Hangsta the Gangsta, Cousin Marcy and DJ Maniac, myself Queen Jean. We are here on Sundays to bring you guys a dope vibe. So thank you. We appreciate your support. Let's go 2024. Let's take that ride, y'all. Ciao.
Yay, yay. We are back. G Lou, Queen Jean, Cousin Marcy, DJ Maniac, the birthday boy. What's cracking, y'all?
I got a question for DJ Maniac. What inspired that beat?
Oh, man.
That's a
like,
nice
one. Like some Prince shit.
I love that one, though. That's like one of my favorites from the R&B Theater Volume 5. I love how Marcy arranged that. Man, what made... I do know I was taking a walk with my friend Miss Eleanor to the bowling alley, and I was thinking about that.
Okay,
hey,
Queen,
thank you for letting me use
you
that,
arranging it?
DJ Maniac.
Oh, what inspired me?
No, I was asking... Marcy, what inspired her to, you said she helped you arrange it, so just wanted her input to the inspiration from it. I know you guys are not on the interview, but I'm just asking.
Referring to when I use it for Marcy's Minute on the YouTube, if that's what you're referring to, that helped me when I get to talking or if I use something that I say on the show. So DJ Maniac's beats, I even did one, and I had it too loud because I like the beat so much. So I got to learn how to, you know, work
tone
out the
down
kinks with that. But yeah, but I want the people to hear it because I love that the R&B theater, it just goes smooth. And it's that nice little vibe, even with the T, I think, you know, so if I'm clowning somebody, it don't come off, you know, as hard. So thank you again, DJ Maniac, for letting me even use that.
You're welcome.
Yeah, DJ Maniac got some real smooth vibes. Like the beats are just so smooth. You can close your eyes and meditate off of it. So yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
So
that's amazing.
It is amazing. Very comfortable. That's why I was like, what inspired that? Oh, you had to be in the zone to feel that.
I know. That Prince. I do know that guitar part. It do sound like a Prince part. That guitar. And I love that bass, that 808. Oh, man. That's my favorite beat. I should have made it longer.
Okay. Well, you can do it again. Do the extended version. This is the extended version.
Yeah.
Right, right. Beautiful thing. Shout out to Maniac.
Absolutely. Shout out.
Hey, you know, my apologies. Check Maniac out on Band Lab, not Band Camp. I think I said Band Camp. It's Band Lab, right, Maniac?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. There it is. DJ Maniac, y'all. Hey, make sure you go support him. Holler at the homie. It's his birthday. Much love and respect. I'm here with the queen, with the Berkeley queens, Marcy, Queen, Jean. And we got those announcements top of the hour. We also got Marcy's Minute coming up a little bit later. So y'all just stay tuned. Don't trip off me. We going to take a ride because I feel like I'm on a short bus. So let's get on the double dutch bus.
I do too. I feel you. I feel like I'm on it too. So I dig it.
Let's go, y'all.
got to be a million. Playing the double dutch.
Johnson jumps.
artist. About what, 76 I'm Melvin. 76. You know, they stop fighting, they start shooting. You know, and it was something new to me. You know, we used to fight all the time. The next minute I'm running some gunshots. So the only thing I said to myself, hey man, are we gonna start doing what they doing? You know, same thing they do to us, we do to them. That wasn't me, but you had to, you know, either do or die, stay in the house. You know, fight or stay in the house. So I wasn't going to stay in the house for nobody. I don't call myself a leader. I don't like nobody saying I got boys because I don't like that. You know, but somebody have to do the thinking, you know. And I'm the only one around. Don't get high. Don't smoke dope or nothing. So I figure I can do the thinking.
Sounds get laid down on West Side Wednesdays, OG Sundays, Flashback Fridays. We're cruising with G. Lou, Fabulous, Lowrider Oldies. So just let me introduce myself. I'm Tweet Cadillac, baby. I drink up all the Hennessy you got on your shelf. We got to keep it fly, P.I., and you know why. Oh,
your station every time. I keep hoping and hoping. Oh, honey, I wish you were mine. Oh, oh, yeah. I wish we could do it again. Oh, baby, yeah. Oh, my mind keeps on drifting. Oh, it keeps on drifting.
Oh, my. OG Sundays. G Lou. OG Music, Lowrider Oldies, Blog Talk Radio, Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2, you're now listening to the sounds of the OG Lou, Sunday night, on this OG flight, where we low ride, switch from left to right, where we make the homies groove like DJ Quick, but make teardrops fall like OG Slick, Rick James, smoking on that Mary Jane, while we listen to the oldies that G Lou playing, I'm just saying, it's the G Lou show, every Sunday night, you know we just might go, to a place that you never been, only way that you can go is if you tell a friend, but you gotta tune in right now, cause we live on there, like the staple singers, I'll take you there. It's a stone cold groove to get you right in the mood, and it's all being brought to you now by G Lou. So kick off your shoes and relax your feet, spark a L, turn your cell up and roll with me. Call 914-803-4001, press 1, then speak. You're now tuned in to G Lou Lee on a Sunday night, it's only right you be. Ha ha,
OG.
OG Sundays,
OG,
the G Lou Show,
OG,
you know, I'm just inviting you to, hey, stay a while, the G Lou Show, OG Sundays, 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific, 10 to 12 Eastern, every Sunday night, Lowrider Oldies. Blog Talk Radio, you know. Hey, y'all, what up? Excuse me. Once again, it's G Lou, OG Sundays live with G Lou, Queen Jean, Cousin Marcy, DJ Maniac, the birthday boy. Happy birthday once again to the homie DJ Maniac. Don't forget, top of the hour in like 10 minutes, Queen Jean is coming with the announcements, okay? Till then, check this out. Groove with me for a minute. Happy Sunday, y'all.
All in my mind. Oh,
So beautiful, don't you agree? Now we have Queen Jean with the announcements for the evening.
See, this is why it's so important to tune in with us on Sundays on our OG Fabulous Lowrider Oldie show, because you get things like BT Express, the long version of Double Dutch Bus, the Dramatics Ocean of Thoughts, Lakeside, which you just heard, Say Yes, the Isley Brothers' Footsteps in the Dark, ain't no better place to be on a Sunday but hanging out with us, with our amazing producer, G. Lou, and the hosting squad, the Berkeley Queens, DJ Maniac, and Hanks to the Gangster. Where else would you want to be? You're not going to get this vibe. Mm-hmm. So keep tuning in with us, y'all. I just want to put that out there because I definitely was chilling and enjoying it, so I know you had to feel something from that. That variety of music. Oh, wee. So listen, tomorrow is January the 15th, which is Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday. So there's one event that I found that I did want to share with you all. It's in California, of course, and it's from 10 a.m. to 2 o'clock p.m., all ages. The price is free. And the location is the Exposition Park over there by USC area. So it's Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard and Western. The Kingdom Day Parade, one of the nation's largest events celebrating the life of Martin Luther King Jr., is back. This year's theme is Can't Stop, Won't Stop, Going to the Promised Land. So that's the theme. The Kingdom Day Parade has in past years attracted more than 1 million people to view the procession that steps off onto Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard at St. Andrews. And the parade continues until Crenshaw, then turns down Crenshaw and ends at Vernon. And it will be broadcast on TV. So if you guys in California can make that event, I highly recommend it. That's going to be something pretty, especially for the children nowadays, because, you know, they don't teach Black history. So if you have kids and that you want them to know, this will be a perfect place to take them, because, of course, they're going to have people speaking as well. So it's just something to check out. We all know his birthday is tomorrow. He was born in Atlanta, Georgia, and he was assassinated April the 4th, 1968, in Memphis, Tennessee. So some of us will remember that. That was in 1968. I was just a few years old then, but yeah. So happy birthday to our ancestors, Martin Luther King Jr., y'all. So if you can get out there and check it out. Also, I wanted to shout out Tweed Cadillac After Six Crew. The show airs every Thursday. It's hosted and produced with G. Lewis as co-host. The studio line is 347-855-8436. You got to press 1 to speak. Or you can listen online at blogtalkradio.com/93TweedFM. West Coast time is 7 o'clock p.m. and East Coast will be 10 o'clock p.m. And if you didn't get out yesterday for the free food that is given by Cynthia Nunn of SNN Angels, you had the opportunity to go again on Saturday at 12:30 p.m. at 200 North Long Beach Boulevard in the city of Compton. And you can follow SNN Angels on IG and Sylvia Nunn on Facebook. You definitely will see the videos of all the good products of food that she has to put in the box and give you that blessing. So share that information as well. And let's not forget, it is cold, like DJ Maniac said, and he's all the way in Philadelphia, and he's saying how cold it is. So that's everywhere. So Luther Jr. Keith, a.k.a. Big Boo, he gives out blankets, and he helps the homeless 24/7. So if you guys can donate something to him for the homeless, food, clothing, comforters, whatever you have that you can assist him with, please follow him on Facebook and DM him, and he will pick up the products and the merchandise from you all. So I'm going to say thank you in advance for our homeless people. And also follow My Tribe Rise on Instagram as well. And I want to shout out FD Funnel Cakes as well. They have hit me up several times to tell me thank you for shouting them out on the air, and also our family. So FD Funnel Cakes are 2807 North Dalhart Avenue in the city of Compton, Tuesday through Fridays from 3 p.m. to 10 p.m., closed on Mondays, and you have three ways to place an order. Pull up an order, place a phone order at 310-404-6849. Order online through DoorDash and Uber Eats, and they also do events. So don't forget to check FD Funnel Cakes out also on Instagram. And for traveling needs, Soul Travels, Elia Delgado. The business line is 808-769-2964. And you can follow on IG as well, Soul Travels, Soul_Travels_LLC. So take that info down. And we all like prayer. Here's a prayer line number, 720-708-1230. It's a free call. Don't hesitate to make that phone call. There is an access code, 169-1066, and that's 8 o'clock a.m. on the East Coast time and 5 o'clock a.m. West Coast, Monday through Fridays and Tuesdays at 6 o'clock. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, The G. Lou Show. There's a lot of amazing things that goes on over there, the contents. Tonight there will be the Oldies Rule Forever with Queen They Love and G. Lou. So tune over to there at 9:30, and there's a good vibe there as well. So, yeah, check that out. BTP Media, Marcy's Minute, The Hood Postman, The Patio Politics. They've got a great episode coming up on Tuesday, and I believe it's going to be their 103rd episode, so they're doing amazing things as well. Urban Realness, the Roy Anthony YouTube channel. That's where our brother Hank, you can catch all his shows if you don't get to the comedy show on that YouTube channel and see him hosting the event. He does an amazing job. Writer for Life Films, G Connect, and also shout out to Two Souls Forever. Follow her on Instagram. Such a beautiful lady with a beautiful soul. So check her out as well. And if you have any announcements that you need to announce, you can give me a DM call on Instagram or Facebook. Instagram is Nubian Queen Jean of the G. Lou Show and Jean B. of the G. Lou Show, Jean B. Berkeley on Facebook. Happy birthday to anyone else celebrating a birthday besides our amazing DJ Maniac, and happy anniversary as well. And if you guys are not checking out the Men of Eden, ladies, are you ready for the Men of Eden? Check them out. That show is off the chain. That show is off the chain. G. Lou can vouch for me with that one, too. I don't know if you watch a Queen, Cousin Marcy, or DJ Maniac, but All the Queen's Men is a must-see. With that being said, those are my short announcements.
All right. We're going to check that show out.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
thank
yeah,
you, Queen.
Out.
Hair flip.
Lady, are you ready? Man of Eden.
You ready? Okay. That's going to be my next binge. You know, I like to keep put them all together, like when a season ends, if it's something good, and I'll binge watch it.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
It's on the
you
list.
You enjoy that one. That one and Canaan. That's good, too. My daughter just started watching BMF. I was like, you're just now watching BMF?
That's how I am, Queen. You know what we be watching. You already know what we having our attention.
The yappers. Yappy. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. The little chihuahuas. I got something for y'all tonight about them, too. Lord. They worse than Raising Canaan and all them. They be doing so much.
I have a confession. Before it was time to come on the air, I was feeling a little just weird. You know, I was just feeling weird. And since I've been on the air, I have been uplifted. So thank y'all for the vibe, the energy. It's the energy.
Aww.
So thank you.
You're welcome. You mm-hmm. are welcome.
I felt like I was going to
no,
be a Debbie
Downer.
No, we
love you,
girl. The energy. No, no, we need the energy. That's what the energy is for.
Mm-hmm. All right. No, we got to snap back. We got to snap back out of it, Queen. I got a confession, too. Okay, we're on the testimony bench, so I'll get y'all minds, too.
Mm-hmm.
I cut my hair, y'all, and I cried. I got a haircut. Yeah, you know. But it was like budget. I had something up there to cut, so it's all good. Now we here together. Okay.
Rejuvenation.
It's a birthday.
Rejuvenating.
You know?
Okay. Well, salute.
Get rid of that dead. Now, I still got crop, y'all. Don't trip.
I won't.
But I had to get rid of that dead. You know?
Yeah, that dead is not good. You have to cut it off. Way too long.
For
to cut
real.
It off. King G-Lou, what's happening?
I had to testify.
Testify.
It's all
testimony?
Good. I'm chilling.
Anybody, oh, yeah, we're on the short bus. Anybody else got a testimony?
Anybody else? Call us, please.
914-803-4001.
That's
right.
The number, y'all.
Yeah. Ask somebody's neighbor. I got the answer for you right here.
Mm-hmm. OG Sundays, y'all.
That's what he answered right here. I care about you. Is there some call that I should doubt you?
Don't ask my name. Yeah, sir. Shout out to another beautiful show, the G-Lew Show. Shout out to Gangsta. Shout out to Twins. Shout out to Mel to check in. You know what I'm saying? Compton gonna stay famous. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna stay famous. Just like the Long Beach. Watch, we all. As long as there's a few brothers that stay standing up, man, and try to keep the history, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna be all right, though. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate Gangsta. I appreciate y'all tuning in, man. We're gonna have to make you the ambassador of the show, Gangsta. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Like Gangsta said, you need to start supporting each other. Black and white, you know what I'm saying? Brown and yellow and all that. We got to support it. But especially the black community have to come together. Not just talking, but just doing. You know what I'm saying? We got to do this. And that's how we do it, our clubs. We got all different nationalities in our, but we treat each other as one. We don't care where you're from. We don't care what color you are. We gonna just do it. We gonna low ride for life. And that's Twin from the Majestic, SBC.
That's right.
G-Luke, it's always G-Luke show. I'm staying on it. I told you, you shouldn't have put me on. I'm gonna be on it like Rich, man. You remember when that Al Green got the Rich through on him? I'm gonna be on you like that, man. G-Luke, shout out to you, dog, and I appreciate it, homie. And I'm gonna tell a whole bunch of people about this, man. And I tell a whole bunch of people to get on there and talk about real life, like real love and real things happening around in life and low rise and in the community and how you bringing it out to people that don't know. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
That's one thing. D-Lou, love you, my brother. Love you, really.
is Queen Jean of the G Lou Show. I just want to pay homage to you, G Lou, on behalf of all of us to let you know we appreciate you. We appreciate everything you do because we know it's more than just sitting on the mic and talking to us. It's a lot that goes on in the background and that studio that you have to do to prepare yourself for the show amongst all the other hats that you wear. So thank you so much for giving us the platform for our voices to be heard across the world. We appreciate you, King. Thank you again. God bless you. God bless you. Let's go. 2024.
And this right here is going out to Cousin Marcy.
Hey, Mama, you understand that?
No.
Well, like, I don't understand how you can, because, like, I've been to, you know, Paris, Peru, you know, I mean, Iraq, Iran, Eurasia, you know, I speak very, very, fluent Spanish, todo está bien, chévere. Chévere.
Bien
chévere. Is that right, Mama?
Yes.
I got my shaking room on the little face.
Everybody's got a thing that they don't know how to handle it. Always reaching out in vain, just thinking that things not worth having. But don't you worry about a thing. Don't you worry about a thing, Mama. 'Cause I'll be standing on the side when you check. Don't you worry about a thing. Don't you worry about a thing, Mama. 'Cause I'll be standing on the side when you check it.
not a thing either, because Cousin Marcy's coming up next with the Marcy's Minute right after this. We'll be right back. Yeah, now we got Cousin Marcy coming up with the Marcy's Minute. Cuz out.
That's right. That's right. Mic check 1, 2, 1, 2. Thank you, Cuzzo. Thank you, Queen. So glad you're feeling a little bit better. DJ Maniac, happy birthday. Okay, get on over there to Band Lab, y'all, so y'all can hear some of those beats. R&B Theater, Volume 1 and 2 and 3 and all that. All right, get in here. We're giving y'all time to get y'all a little sip of what you're going to refill, because we are going to talk about drinking. Yes, yes, yes. Now, y'all know Cousin Marcy is a Bravo-holic. Anything Bravo, I'm there. But some things kind of do bother me when I watch my favorite reality shows. So recently, it seems like there's a running theme on Bravo's reality shows where drunken behavior is acceptable until it's not. Even when reality stars stay within the confines of the law, there are still times where drinking goes too far. Last season on Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, Heather Gay got punched in the face on a cash trip. After weeks of speculation and an inconclusive Bravo investigation, she finally shared the humiliating truth that she was too intoxicated to remember how she got it. Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Erica Jane, slurred her way through most of the 2022 season after hitting rock bottom amid her estranged husband legal scandal. She later admitted that she could have hurt herself. Now, Shannon Bedore of Real Housewives of Orange County fame, in 2014, we've seen her drunk many times, and I mean a many times, during shots on cash trips at parties or group events. Drinking has been a key part of her brand on the show. This season, her tagline is, in Orange County, I call the shots, and it's always tequila.
bad, bad, bad girl. Most of the time, this has seemed harmless, but Midori's castmates have frequently wondered whether she has an issue with alcohol. Usually on the shows, cast members, they'll call each other out. They may have a little bit of an intervention, but those things are not enough. So Shannon Bedore did actually crash into someone's house this past year. She damaged a home in Beverly Hills, and she was also charged with a DUI. She only is going to get 3 years of probation, basically a slap on the wrist. It is her first offense. Now, reality TV captures the reality that it's difficult to tell when a person's drinking habits become a drinking problem, and even harder to know how to approach it with them. With deaths linked to excessive alcohol consumption rising in the U.S., especially young men, women, there is value in seeing these discussions on TV. Still, paying people to drink excessively on camera and fight is one of the reality medium's central ethical tensions. I often feel guilty when a reality star that I love has a rock bottom moment. Did I encourage this? I wonder. Now that more reality stars are exploring sobriety and becoming more open about addiction and mental health, I hope that the Real Housewives franchise can move into a slightly less booze-fueled place where the drinking feels fun rather than dark. Can you have one without the other? We're not totally convinced. After the story of Bedore's arrest dropped, TMZ posted footage of the incident that looked a lot worse than it was originally described in reporting. Bedore and her beautiful golden retriever Archie had a lucky escape. The good news is that reality TV loves a redemption arc just as much as a scandal. So, in closing, some of the housewives that have got into trouble, arrested, almost killed themselves, cussed out police, batteried on police, and not so nice things in the bathroom with men. It's not just women who are doing these things. I bring up Peter Thomas, a Real Housewives of Atlanta fame, just got popped for a DUI. PK Kimsley, he's the husband of Derek Kimsley, Real Housewives Beverly Hills, Shannon Bedore, who I just mentioned, and the worst one of all to me, Luann de Lesseps, Real Housewives of New York fame. Yes, she actually wiggled out of her handcuffs, managed to assault the arresting officers. She got charged with 2 counts of corruption, and she only also served a slap on the wrist, got to do community service, served no jail time. Kim Richard was accused of not only being an alcoholic, but of doing meth at events in the bathroom. Monique Samuels, a Real Housewives of Potomac fame, blamed her DUI that she just fell asleep at the wheel. Sonia Morgan almost killed herself, Real Housewives of New York fame, when she fell at a dinner party inches away from a marble table, and the ambulance, the doctors, they had to come and make sure that this lady did not have a concussion. While all of this was going on, she was still yelling and screaming at her castmates that they, in fact, were not hot. Marisol Patton, the Real Housewives of Miami fame, and Gina Kirshenator of Real Housewives of OC fame, all have been popped for DUIs. Let's do better, ladies. You are a Real Housewives franchise, but of all the ladies that I just mentioned, only one of them is actually a housewife. And that'll do it for tonight's Marcy's Minute. Queen, Jilu, back to y'all.
You know what? Nice one, Queen Marcy.
Yeah, them housewives, they be on one.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
They be on 4, 5, 6. And, you know, I laugh, but then afterwards, I'm like, wait a minute. And credit to the Rolling Stones. That is where I got that short little essay from. They did a really good write-up on that. But when you're crashing into people's homes, you know what I mean, it's never funny. And when it comes to the other side of the coin, just like I said, we have our own people that did that too, like Monique Samuels, and she just said, oh, I fell asleep at the wheel. But then, like, the whole season will turn into, oh, do you have a drinking problem? But every time we see a cast event, it's plenty. It's like a liquor store at every table. So that's my little opinion on that. And I'm still going to watch.
No. I have something to say about that. Even though I gave up, I gave up counseling, but I will say, like, alcohol is a real killer. Me working
it
in the
really
trauma unit and the surgical intensive care unit, I'm back to that now on night. I see a lot of people that have drinking problems, they check out quickly. They end up on dialysis, and now they have to wait for a new liver. Like, it's not worth it. Like, drinking a lot of alcohol, it's not worth it to go through all that. You get a change of mental status and all that. Like, it's not worth it. That's why I stopped drinking.
I was having a conversation the other night with one of my sister-in-laws, and I was saying that it's just crazy to me how they won't put weed out there like that, marijuana or whatever. But they will sell you alcohol, which is one of the dangerous drugs out there.
Yeah.
Addictions, you know. So you're absolutely right, because it's like – it rips through your body like an AK-47 and tears it up. Yeah, it truly does. So, yeah, I agree about the alcohol. So, listen, I was on social media, and we don't have to make a big thing out of it, but I've seen that Yo Gotti's brother had gotten murdered. So I was just reading this guy and this other guy having beef behind that. Like, they're ready to kill each other because one thinks that they know more than the other. Media. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
like, wow.
It's a lot going on in Memphis right now, and that's like a back and forth that has been going on. Very dangerous. Like, who wants to live in that? But it just like it's so bad, and then when you get like these high profile people involved, and everybody thinking they know the story, and everybody thinking they know the tale, and it's just a mess. Just prayers out, you know, condolences to the family, because they were at a funeral service or a repast, and it sucks. That freaking sucks.
That's so delicate, though. Excuse me. That's very delicate. So it's like, wow.
That's a message. That's a message.
It's delicate. So, yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. It's just Gene and the boys, isn't it? Let's go, Gene. Let's take a ride. Thank you, Cousin Martin.
Of course, yo. You're welcome.
When I make love to you, I'm in paradise. baby, since I've got you, my life is complete.
So beautiful, don't you agree? Wow. Queen
Man,
Jean,
it sounds
G.
so
Luke,
beautiful.
Cousin Marcy. Beautiful, isn't it? DJ Maniac.
Yeah, make me want to change my goal for 2024 and go get me a brew or something. That's how beautiful
wow.
That sounded like. It's like, I want that classic right there, loving you. Oh, my goodness, that was a classic. That is a classic. I'm just paying y'all
yes.
for no boo.
Yeah.
I don't even
classic,
know what a boo
classic.
Is. I never had a boo before in my life. What is a boo? Anyway. Yeah, that was
I don't know. Maybe we get the definition of a boo.
Boo! 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 Give that two thumbs down. No, I'm just playing. Just kidding. Please contact Queen's Management. All applications will be reviewed.
Oh, no. Anyway. great
monkey.
Great vibe. Happy birthday again to you, DJ Maniac. It's still, you know, early
Thank
in
you.
Some states, so you celebrate until the last day, late midnight. I don't know what state that would be, but you celebrate until then. Because these birthdays, they come and go, but praise God that we get to have them, right?
Right.
I just want to say,
yep, yep.
nice for real. Your peace is more important than trying to drive yourself crazy. Trying to understand why something happened the way it did, what do? You let it go. Because God removes people, places, and things. You have to trust the restoration of those people, places, and things. Just stay out of the way. It's a process. Stay faithful and humble during the process, and you will be very thankful. You will be really thanking yourself and grateful. So, yeah, you want some peace. You got to do those things. Pull out those spiritual tools and get to work on your own spirit. Tweak. We all got to tweak every day. We got to tweak something about ourselves. We have to critique ourselves, tweak ourselves, and work on ourselves. And because we are all a work in progress all the time. So, yeah. Go twerk. Tweak.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
That's what them housewives be doing when they get too lit. So don't do that. Don't twerk.
That's right. Tweak, don't twerk. Right. And check this out, everyone. Have a great week. Thank you for another explosive, great, wonderful show. We couldn't do it without you. I want to thank my co-host, Queen Jean, Cousin Marcy, the birthday man, DJ Maniac. Happy birthday once again, brother. And thank you for everyone who tuned in across the world. If you are listening to us, we appreciate the love and support. Catch us here every week, same time, same place, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern, for the G-Lou Show, OG Sundays live, baby. You know what I mean? And don't forget to check us out in the after hours on the YouTube channel in about 30 minutes as well. Peace, love, y'all. Everyone have a great week. 7 days without prayer makes 1 week, W-E-A-K. We broke this down to 1 day. So one a days, y'all. One a days.
One a days.
Pray to the man upstairs.
Yeah.
Love y'all.
I say peace and love, y'all. Queen Marcy.
Peace and love. We about to be out of here. Thank y'all. That was awesome again. Pray for the world. Our military, Russia and Germany did enter the chat, and they think they go skip over Korea. So I'm just watching the news. Kiera's keeping me up to breath, but pray for the world, y'all, and have a good week.
I say
peace.
Happy birthday, DJ Mania.
Happy birthday,
Mania.
Happy
birthday.
Thank you for all the love.
We out of here, y'all. Peace and love.